people, more or less, or letting the people recognize their own power and just acting in their own self-interest. This is really what it is. It just, it's like, I get lost in the shuffle of the conversation every time, when it's like it frays and there's a million things going on, and then at the end we come back to like, oh, but we're gonna do planters. Yeah. And it's, how do we, I guess, how do we like get one thing going? Yeah. And that it is like actually, we're actually doing the thing, and then we can like figure out the model that works from that thing. And replicate it on the next project, and so that like, so there are 12 of us and we all work together on project A, right. And then we break off into teams and four teams of three, and so then we do project B, C, D, and E, and then each one of those people becomes a leader, and now we can do 12 projects at once, and then by within a year we've made it through the alphabet, yeah. And we have twice as many people.
Well, naturally that's how I am, but my fire burns people. And I hurt people's feelings. I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to be organic, yeah. You know? But to get things done, that's who I am, you know? But that's why I'm trying to explain the process of actually getting things done and getting objectives met.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be too harsh. But that fire, that burning fire, that's who I am. On the inside.
But another part of it is...
But I want to be respectful to the energy of the group.
Right.
You know, I have that too.
No, sorry.
But you step on people's talking all the time, bro. You need to check that.
I know.
You really need to check when people are talking to you. They're saying such important shit.
Okay. Sorry, finish.
Yep, so I want to be... Because I feel sometimes energy when he's... because sometimes he veers the group in a different direction, and I recognize that, and I understand the vision and the energy behind the inception of the group, the mm-hmm. spirit of the group. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm a get it done-er type of person.
Yeah.
You know, and I have the solutions to different things. So when we're ready, I could bring those to.
Yeah.
So when we're all ready,
yeah.
Not just me or her or, you know, oh, I have something. Okay, this is how you do it. I will say the solution. I will say it, but I'm not going to enforce it, you know, because it's not my thing to do that yet, or maybe not at all. You know, we have to learn more about each other first. And I want to respect the sultan and the energy of the group.
I think it's an important part of the process. I mean, the whole meeting and like getting and just sitting, like letting our energy fields kind of touch one another.
Well, let me.
Yeah, one second.
Sertan is worn himself down to the quick. Ben has been introduced into Sertan's life as a way of organizing Sertan to keep him stable and keep him coming to the group and giving, but not burning himself out. I have talked to Sertan about what my perspective is on how he needs to come out of it a bit and allow himself to live and breathe. So Sertan is willing, ready, willing, and he's wanting us to go ahead and take charge and be participants. That's why at the last meeting that we had there, he sat there and let the meeting go berserk.
Yeah.
Because he said, as he said out of his own mouth, I was just thinking that if I just sit here and let it, nature take its course, so to speak, a leader will come out of it of their own accord. So Sertan is fine with you doing whatever without him.
Okay.
He's cool.
But the other part though is like what to Ben's point though is you're not recognizing that this doesn't happen. So like in your world or in our professional world, people always can sit down and have civilized conversations, and that's not that big of a deal. For a lot of people here, that doesn't occur. So when somebody walks up and they see people sitting and talking politely, and then they're welcome into that space, that is a thing. That is the whole thing right there.
Right.
And then they want to talk and say, oh my God, you're going to listen to me? You're not going to make me feel like shit for talking to you? You're not going to get up? You're not going to look at me? You're not going to spit at me? You're not going to think I'm stealing something? You're just going to listen to me? Tell me about my idea? Like, wow, you would do that? And you have like a house? And you like, you know, you're not going to punch at me or nothing? Oh my God, like, let me tell you what I'm thinking. or sing a song or do or like even if they can't even contain it, you know. And like just creating that space has taken 3 months of all of the work that I've been doing to realize before you can even do any work, you just need to like hear people out. It's like a therapist who just lets you talk for the first 20, 30 minutes. They're not doing anything. They're doing therapy by letting you talk.
And so by letting you do.
Let me ask you this. When do we transition? How do we transition? My hunch
Somebody's calling.
My hunch is... We're going to plant boxes. What we need to do is together all go plant a box.
Right, but I have 3 boxes down there that we wanted to pick up today that I already got. That we have all the materials, and we were ready to go. But then when we got here, that wasn't where...
Because you didn't orchestrate that.
No, because I wasn't trying to force it. Because, again, if I don't do it, nothing gets done. And I can't...
So you have to appoint somebody else to be able
to... But where the energy was today, that it would have been chaos, and then we would have left them, and then there would have been a bunch of things, and I'm going to be the one who has to deal with everybody's phone calls and text messages all weekend long, and I figured it's easier to just leave them up at Seth's place. So there's 3 planter boxes right now sitting at Seth's place. The wheels are still in the thing. The paint
is
right
Seth's
there.
Where's Seth's place? Where is it?
My old house on Dudley, right up the
dirt
street.
And plants and all that?
We got a bunch. We have seeds. We have dirt from the last time. There's no more dirt.
So
I just wanted to paint them and stuff.
So
but then where are they going to go? Who's going to hold them? Who's going to deal with somebody when somebody pops off like Andre or Mateo or Will or Jameer? And then every time that happens, then I end up having to go and pick up everything and then take it all back to my house and then redistribute it all. And I can't. And I've been doing that fine all summer, but now we can't do it anymore. So before I bring those planter boxes out, there needs to be a plan for who's going to hold them, where they're going to go, what happens if the cops come. And that wasn't about to be a conversation that was going to be had today, so they're still sitting at test place.
If I would have knew that, I could have created a plan.
Yeah, but I don't really know you, and I don't trust you yet.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you. But out here, other people got to get to know you, and for your own safety, because there are drug dealers out here, and there's a lot of stuff. So if you show up for just 2 weeks, you could be walking into something that you don't know what it is. So I got to make sure that I'm keeping everybody safe, because Mateo pissed a bunch of people off last week. Then I had to hear from Jeannie, and then like what's going on with some other drama, then with Dave, and then there's some drama there. So if you just bring a bunch of resources out in the middle of a bunch of drama
what the hell is my mic doing right there?
You're asking somebody something.
Somebody about to get shot.
You're asking for somebody to take Mateo's bike got stolen while we were sitting there last week. Or they'll come and steal your phone. And they'll steal your phone just to get mad at me because they just see us doing something productive and they don't want to see something productive when they don't know who the fuck you are.
Wow.
And you can't do that on this block.
Yeah.
And because you have the Shoreline Crips, and then you have the Bloods, and then you have the Latin Kings, and then you have and we're crossing in between their territories.
Yeah.
So what Pat and Don are doing is vouching for us because they're saying, oh, this isn't just him down there. Now they're at our spot. These people happen to be playing music today. But if I would have brought my things down, then I would have been stepping on Pat and Don's toes. And the reason that they're trying to give us an award is to tell people on the block, hey, they're cool, they're with us, and anything that comes out of this, don't go attack
it. It's underlying street politics that you're saying.
That determine the pace that you can move. You can't show up on this block and start doing stuff. We did that with Mateo, and we bought $800, and we had a prototype built in 3 days, and they ran it over with a pickup truck right in the middle of the street outside of Google.
It was a car.
And Jeannie watched them and didn't do anything. Everybody watched them and didn't do anything.
What do you mean I didn't do anything? It broke my back. I way up at this block and I see him do it and it broke my back from just watching it.
Okay, well, it broke her back from watching it. I asked if anybody got a license plate number. Nobody did. There's 4 cameras right next to Google. And then we filed a police report. And that's the way of the block saying, no, you don't get to do that on my block. So then I have to make sure that all of you are all safe,
right?
Because you're coming in and you don't know any of these dynamics. And I've been dealing with them. And I've been threatened by 3 drug dealers in the last month.
You pause for a second?
Yes.
I'm getting a really defensive energy from
no,
you.
No, I'm saying...
Hey, I'm just...
Okay.
Okay? And so, and also I know you want to be in check about what you're going through chemically right now.
Yeah.
And personally with your choices. And so I think the information is good to know. And also the manner in which it's being delivered is very intense.
I'm intentionally being intense because it is intense. A woman just died on the beach 2 days ago. Did you know that?
Right.
Do you know who she was? Do you know why that happened?
No.
And they ran a news story and they said a woman's body was found on Venice Beach and it was right there. And there's a helicopter shot it and they left. everyone here knows what that's about.
Yeah.
Like, people are dying all around us all the time. Brother got stabbed the first weekend they opened the boardwalk. But that's also why this work is important. But you can't come in, and it's not, it can't be business as usual if you want to take everybody's safety into concern.
Okay.
So what we're doing, what the biggest number one thing we're doing is creating a space where we're not pissing off anybody on the block, and we're slowly getting buy-in from multiple stakeholders who have various interests and various things. And then once you get safety and you get the, like, kiss of the ring finger, then you can, like, move forward. But you got to be sure that you move forward at a pace that is amicable to everybody. And that's what we're doing. Everybody's watching us. People don't pop up here for no reason.
You got the Venice Neighborhood Council out here watching, too.
And they're reporting back everything that's happening. And it's fine, and you got to accept it, because it's what working on the block means, but you have to also respect it.
Right.
And just move at the pace that it allows it to move.
I think that's what he said. He said he wanted to work behind you.
Right, so how do we go through this unusual process, kind of amorphous, of making our presence known and respected and getting all the buy-in, while also putting just, you know, a little bit of progress with each gathering, with each, you know, something where it's feeling like it has momentum and that I can bring people in who want to see stuff happen?
I mean, I'm doing that all the time. I don't know, but, like, I don't know what.
And I wanted to do it with us. I wanted us to go ahead and.
Huh?
They told us.
I mean, it is, though. Like, did anybody else try to look up how much a planter box cost since last week? Like, why do I have to take action, like, unpromptedly? If we have a collective vision of what we're trying to do, then everybody can be putting forth notions of what the things are to make the movement week to week. I don't have the luxury to not be thinking about this. So if I see three planter boxes, I had to go get them. I had to ride down. I had to get Seth to pick them up in his car. And we had to do a ton of work to get those things in place. But they're going to save us a ton of money.
They don't, sometimes, I feel you, bro. I'm from LA. I know about it. You feel me? I'm not just, you know, I take this mask off. I shave, you know, I could pass as 18, you know, 19, but I'm not this naive little dude.
Right,
and then
right,
on the block, when you talk about Bloods and Crips and these different sects and stuff, on the block, if you really want to get into it, the Moors are the biggest OGs on the block. And everyone, if you could demonstrate, if I could connect with them and as who I am, and if they're sound-minded person, is going to respect a Moor on the block, because we're the oldest, you feel me, in the street doing anything. You feel me? I'm walking down the street with my fez on, a Blood comes up from Damu. Instead of pressing me, he, hey brother, you know, I like how you wearing that fez, you know, keep going, assalamu alaikum. You know, he knows who I am.
Yeah.
Because it goes, being a Moor, it goes to the origin, the history of even being a Blood. So if you don't know about what a Blood is, you know, if you know what a Blood is, you're gonna respect your father when he walks down the block. I'm the father of these children. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel
you know, it. And I'm bringing that, and I don't want you to feel like you're alone.
Right.
You know,
no,
you're not alone. So that's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So that's it.
And so I would say the other part is, like, yeah, just we're plugging into a dynamic Ben and I have, but it's like, if you want to make the right move, yeah, like, measure twice and cut once. So the pace that things are moving is a calculated pace. And then when someone else jumps up, like you're doing, like you're stepping up and you're like, let's go. Like, you're the Muslim narrative, you're like the Omar Ibn Khattab. And so there's this person, there's somebody who comes, who starts stuff, which I did. Then you get a few early followers, but they're not like gung-ho.
Yeah.
Then you get this one person comes in, and then, like, you make tons of progress. And and so we've just been waiting. Jeannie could tell you. I went off on Jeannie several times because I was like, wanted her to be the person to do some things, because she is, you know,
she's extremely intelligent.
Yeah.
And so, she has a lot of wherewithal, and she got time on her hand.
Right. You need somebody who's
and
not
modest.
Gonna get frustrated with you know, when the, or even noticing the dynamics.
Yeah.
Right? Did you notice the dynamic? Because she popped off and got into a fight and pulled the axe on somebody. And so I'm not about to bring some stuff out and give it to somebody who's pulling axes on people at the mobile mosque, which is another dynamic. But y'all don't know about that dynamic because, you know about someone.
But did you guys hear how I said very, oh, yeah, I like you. Let's we meet here every day. That was another innuendo. Well, I'm just basically getting us from the area because the area is just kind of flawed.
It's good. And so now and plus we have to pivot from that spot to this spot. So then you got to find a neutral spot, which Pat already peaked.
Whose is this?
So that's why she came over and was like, oh, this is pretty much my spot too. Because then she's trying to say basically like, y'all can't get away from me. So like all of those dynamics are happening while y'all are saying like what is happening. That's what's going on.
Did she set this up?
No.
This is a white girl. The white girl went up the street the other day and she invited me and a whole bunch of other people. She was on a bicycle with a long dress on and she goes, looked like she was off a white horse. She was really having a nice time.
That sounds amazing.
She looked amazing.
Is it somebody that I've met before? Or?
I don't think so, but she got a long hair flowing and she got a white dress on, long dress, and she's on a bicycle and she's holding the tail of her dress on the handlebars. Yeah. And then she go, hello there. Come on down to my spot on the hill right there. Just come on over. We have this and that. We have some training and this. I think she said some yoga. If you want to do a little this, a meditation, and blah, blah, blah. Something on food, and she's right. just going on.
But a big part of it, too, and this is what Marie was just saying, everybody's trying to capitalize off of this because a lot of my friends in my network have been regularly donating to Marie. But a lot of these other people don't fully realize that. So then they just see, oh, if I put up some grass and some flowers, a bunch of white people.
They don't start copying.
Starting to copy.
They got the little bitty flowers, the little bitty plants up the boardwalk now. Everybody want them.
Other people, which was also what Marie was saying, which was that the Venice Neighborhood Council and other groups, they'll come out and take pictures and then post them all over and be like, oh, look at this awesome work that we did.
The thing that I was going to say is to infiltrate them.
But that's already been in the works, though. That's what I'm saying is there's months and months of planning, and y'all don't know what that is. And so when you're saying, like, we need to be doing things, like, so much is happening already. Like, at each one of these meetings, so many dynamics are at play. It's like a Game of Thrones episode.
When I bring up things, I'm not talking in the regular instance. Like, if we was at home and Mom would say, oh, what about this? And I say, oh, yeah, Mom, this needs to be done. And you say, well, I already did that, brother. Johnny, Mom, he can't take the credit for saying it. I've been doing it. That's not the dynamics that I'm talking about. When I bring something up and there's been work done towards that credit been done, then that's the time when it is reported. Or it's like, well, Johnny, that's something that we've been working on. I can talk to you after. Or whatever. It's a system
But people are very perceptive, so you got to be very clear what you say to whom. In front of whom, because then...
That's why I didn't say it. I didn't.
Right. And so, even Nurse Cadadola, when she said we start talking about politics on the block, she doesn't have a bike. Don, because she just borrowed Don's bike. She's like, oh, there's my bike. I got to take off. It's just something you say because you want to leave, because she knows what she did already, and she knows that I probably know about it, and she knows that I haven't brought it up, which I chose not to.
Which I'm hoping that you don't, because... She's contributed in the best way that she know how, and
it's on a deeper level than that. Like
But what I'm saying is, we don't need any more foul energy. She's carrying.
Yeah, that's why, and that's why I didn't bring it up today. But that's also why
she'll figure it out. It's like you said, she's got an idea, and that's why she's playing. So let her figure it out that way. But we don't want to go put a hatchet. We don't want to go and put a hatchet down.
Right,
on
but that's
her.
Also why I didn't bring out the other things.
Right. Because I
would have had to acknowledge the situation that played out of why I wasn't bringing them out. Right. But I also didn't think she was going to show up because the other sister that showed up.
I invited her this morning.
Her name?
I invited her this morning. I remind her.
See, you shouldn't have done
Claudia?
That. Claudia, because Claudia was going to come.
I invited for a reason. I invited for a reason because just like Mateo, just like...
No, but you can't. You messed up all of the thing that I was already doing. You should have checked with me before you did.
Here's a really good...
Let me say this and then... just got to... Everything that's going on, we have a common denominator, and it's called love. Do the love actions that we need to do, and it'll come together. It'll fix itself.
One thing,
I got the last word.
Yes, you did. You want it? We can be done here.
You don't got the cable? You don't got a cable?
It's fine.
I want to charge it. I got a cable.
No, it's fine. It dies when it's supposed to die.
You know what? I think that's a great place to stop.
I would think you.
What would love do?
Yes, because that's what I was going to say.
I will tell you in the car because it really only applies to you. And they would enjoy it, but it's not for their benefit. You want to head out?
Yeah.
Okay. Shmuel? Shmuel. Wait, yeah. Is it? You're
Shamu. What, that's how you
say what's your given name? Johnny?
Well, Johnny, sometimes I go by Johnny.
Johnny?
It's Shamu.
How do you spell it?
S-A-M-U-E-L.
Yeah. Samuel Shmuel, father of David.
Yeah.
The seal of Samuel. This is Samuel. My Hebrew name is Moshe.
Oh, okay.
We got hidden codes inside of us.
Solomon paradigm right now. And so that's what he was.
Well,
but yeah, I don't know, Sultan, you know, I really feel your burden and I really pray and I do a dua so this could work itself out. Space to open up in the interpersonal political dynamic.
Well, no, we're great. Today was today was great. That's what I'm saying. It's like when if you for saying like the notion that something didn't happen, there were like 10 things that happened that were really huge today. They were just all playing out, and you weren't fully aware of all of the or what they were. But Jeannie knows what some of them are, and Pat knows some of them are. So it's like a Game of Thrones thing,
like
and
thing,
you just
kind
of need to like. But that's what I'm saying. It's like it's an insult to all the work Jeannie's done. If we say like something needs to happen, we need to walk away with something tangible. We walked away with something very tangible, which was that Don and Pat facilitated this meeting, and then they brought Mike.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah,
like
they brought Mike.
And
whoa,
then that's a dynamic in and of itself
big.
Because Mike doesn't fuck around with homies. Well, like, I don't say homies, but like I was like he doesn't do. So, but he knows me, and so then we've talked enough times. So then finally Mike gets to the point where he's like, okay, I guess I'll come out and see what y'all are talking about. And so then Mike shows up because he's seen us out there enough times and he feels like it's worth it to him to show up.
Okay. For the record, I never said that, oh, we never did anything tangible. I never...
He's projecting some of me.
Yeah, that
was
what... Projecting Ben on
Tom. Just said that.
Oh, okay.
And I also didn't say that verbatim. He just has heard me say things like that
no,
before.
No, but it's, I
like,
feel like...
You
yeah.
just keep hearing the same message even though it's changing.
Wait a minute. Oh, we got to... This guy right here, he's got to help me with the project. You guys got to...
No, look.
Y'all are filming. Sorry, I wasn't trying to. I told you
that,
I haven't
the
had a
meeting
cigarette
already
in 2 days.
Agreed to
so
you.
I know.
Strangle
the
somebody.
Meeting already
somebody
agreed to
could
you.
Be like, hi,
everybody
and I
in
can
the meeting.
No, look, this is how you do it. You're the program manager. You write down.
Oh, yeah, but I have one question pertaining to that.
What do you have?
And
hey, Jeannie, let me grab this.
What's your role?
I'm the engineer. But I could also be chair or sometimes if ever. But,
I'm a facilitator. That's
but
can I hug?
Mm-hmm. A little one. Okay. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom.
I'm not gonna say that.
Well,
you
okay.
Almost made me say it.
What did you say?
Assalamu alaikum.
I said Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, I know.
Have a good Sabbath.
If you wanna say that to him, you say Shalom aliyah. That's how you say
shalom
it.
Shalom aliyah, but shalom I don't aliyah. Think I wanna say that.
We're going on.
But anyway, this is what I was trying to say. I wanted to say it so bad in the meeting. If after I put together with Samuel, what we need in the solar panel array setup or whatever, if I go ahead and put the money for it. Would you guys agree to pay me back, like everybody chip in and pay it back, and then let the system just belong to the program?
We do it together. So at every point in progress of the project, we all are aware and then we all agree what to do.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be fair for you to pay for it up front before it's ready. That'll be like premature. You know, so just all you gotta do right now is find out what you need, write down what you need, and then you pass it to me, and then I pass it to the next person, and then that's how it continues to
what's
get
the
done.
Next person?
So then it's gonna be I'm gonna do the bomb, the list, and then we're gonna find out how much it's gonna cost, and then we're gonna go from there.
Okay.
But we don't worry about that right now.
We need solar panel like yesterday.
No, we don't worry about that step. We don't worry about that step. The project is important,
okay.
Right? So tell me what you need. I'm gonna make it. And then we're gonna pay for it. We're gonna pay for it. We're gonna do it. That's how you do it. So all you need to do.
Or get it donated.
All you need to do. Decide what you want.
Okay.
That's it.
All
right. Then you tell that to
me. But I thought you was gonna help me decide because you're the engineer.
No, no. That's your responsibility.
Okay.
I'm not a designer.
So how do I let you know what I need? I gotta draw like or say. Like,
no, you just
cables.
Write it in words.
Yeah,
you can text it.
Yeah.
Or you can just text it.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Secretarial idea for next meeting. I'm bringing a bunch of paper and I'm bringing a bunch of pens. And everybody's going to write down the ideas that they have for what they'd like to see here.
Oh, awesome.
And then we collect it all and then we have it. We have the names attached and we have all the contact information. Boom. Just like that. I want to talk to Pat for a second.
Okay.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you for putting up with my next week.